My darling, it's time to put a stop to all the madness. You deserve so much more in your life. It's your time to glow up. Welcome to the Time to Glow Up podcast with Rebecca Hennings and guests. Your journey to transforming from the inside out begins here.
Welcome. You are listening to the Time to Glow Up podcast, and I am your host, Rebecca Hemmings. Okay, so this is the first ever Time to Glow Up quiz. All right, it's designed for you to have fun and learn more as you transition through your glow up journey. All right, so I decided to do this because throughout this pandemic, I have been taking part in a weekly quiz with members of my family, and it's been fun. I've learned new things, and it's provided just some time out on a regular basis to not think about what's currently happening. And so I just thought, how can I recreate that using the Time to Glow Up brand? And ta-da, it's here, I have it. So I've designed it, the first one. I'm sure there'll be more of these in future. Okay, so if you're new to this podcast, is all around this being the time to glow up. And what is the glow up? The glow up is a transformation, usually after some sort of adversity. So that includes transforming in the area of health, fitness, personal development, beauty, and fashion. So it is primarily aimed at women, but really anyone obviously can glow up at any time. All right, so what qualifies me, Rebecca Hemmings, to help you through this glow up? Well, firstly and foremost, I've been through my own glow up post my cancer experience in 2017. I am a certified life coach. I'm a qualified fitness instructor, have been for the last 10 years, and I'm working towards becoming a PT. So as soon as the gyms open again, I can finish my qualification. And I've been in the personal development business for the last 23 years, running my own business, helping to train and motivate people, facilitate sessions, and to help them with their personal growth. So what are the rules to this quiz? Well, firstly, don't cheat. There's no point. You know, you can easily Google some of these answers, but that's not the point. All right. We really want to test what you know already. Okay. I will give you the answers at the end anyway. Okay. Number two, use some of the facts that interest you and take action on them. Use it as an opportunity to continue to develop and grow. And number three, have fun. Okay. That's what it's here for. All right, so you can do this with friends, you can do it by yourself, but just have fun with it. All right, so let's begin. There are 25 points to be gained in total. All right, there are five different categories. Again, that's fashion, health, personal development, beauty, and fitness. And for each of those, there are 5 points, but I'll ask them in a specific order, all right? So you'll see how it goes, okay? Right, so make sure you got a notepad and a pen. If you haven't, go and get one, pause this and go and get one and come back to it, all right? Okay, let's do it. So question number one, it's a fashion question. What name beginning with the letter B is one of the most expensive handbags in the world? What name beginning with the letter B is one of the most expensive handbags in the world? Okay, if you don't know, it's worth a guess. It's one of those names you'll have heard of, but probably never thought, oh, I'm gonna get myself one of those because of the cost. Or maybe you got it like that, and if not, fair play to you. All right, so your beauty question, your first one. Is it true that all Body Shop products are organic? So it occurred to me just a minute ago when I was rehearsing this that not all of you may know if you're not from the UK what the Body Shop is. Okay, but as this is a yes and no, yes or no answer, it's totally worth a guess. So again, is it true that all Body Shop products, or the Body Shop products, are organic? Okay, it's a simple yes or no answer. All right, so question number one for your fitness, or question number three in total, what does HIIT stand for? So what do the letters HIIT stand for in the area of fitness? I know you've heard it. but do you know what it stands for? All right, so if you do, get that down. Obviously, we're looking for four words that make up HIT. Okay, let's move on to health. Okay, which global superstar in May 2020 had people talking about her massive weight loss revelation? So she's a global superstar. I even give you the fact that she's a singer. I didn't say that. So which singing global superstar had people talking this month, which is the time I'm making this podcast, but in case you're listening to this at another time, it's May 2020. Who is she? She had a massive weight loss, okay, and she revealed it to the world, and there's a lot of conversation about it as to whether she's lost too much or not. Who is that? All right, so that's your health question. And your final question, which is in the area of personal development. In the book, The Chimp Paradox, what part of the body does the chimp represent? In the book, The Chimp Paradox, what part of the body does the chimp represent? So if you've never read it, it's still worth a go. I'm listening to it at the moment, and it's just one of the most amazing books. Anyway, I'll just say that. Is it too much to say that it's in the area of emotional intelligence? Oh, did she say that? Yes, I did. Okay, so that's a massive clue, but I'm not going to say it again because I've already said too much. So those are your first five questions. Let's go into your second fashion question, which is actually number six. Now, don't ask me what numbers these are because I haven't numbered them like that. So I'm just going to keep going, but I'll give you obviously the answers in order. So who is the current editor of Vogue magazine in the UK? Who is the current editor of the Vogue magazine in the UK? All right, there's a lot of hoo-ha about his appointment. And that's all I'll say on that one. So I like to give too many clues, and I know some people really just want to test what they know already. They don't want to be babied, all right? So let me not baby you. So number two, what is the name of Rihanna's makeup line? So you know the singer, Rihanna, she has a makeup line. What is the name of her makeup line? Okay. Next question in the area of fitness. How many calories does it take to burn 1 pound of fat? How many calories does it take to burn 1 pound of fat? And I think, okay, I'll be generous. And if you get the answer within 500 calories, I will give the answer. I will give it to you. Although it's very precise, and I know it's commonly known in the fitness world. But if you don't know it, you need to know it, because what I will tell you is that it's no small number. All right, so how many calories does it take to burn 1 pound of fat? The next one. So what does COPD stand for? Okay, what does COP stand for? Knowing that we're talking about the area of health, what does COPD stand for? Is there anything I can say to you about that? No, I'm not gonna say anything at all. That's it, that's all I'm saying. What does it stand for? All right, either you know or you don't know, or you take a guess, it's, yeah, go for it. All right, let's move on. Personal development. Right, I'm going to say this one once because it's quite a long question, so make sure you're listening up. So, who penned this quote? Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. So who wrote that? Make a note. Now, okay. All right, so we're through the first 10 questions. How are you doing? All right. If you've missed any of the questions for any reason, it's okay. It's a podcast. You can pause. You can rewind it. You can go back. This is not live. It's fine. Okay. So the timestamp now is 9:24. You know where to come back to if you need to come back. All right. Let's keep moving. Going back to fashion. What year was the bikini invented? This is multiple choice, all right? What year was the bikini invented? Was it A, 1956? Was it B, 1946? Was it C, 1958? All right, so again, I'm gonna say that. What year was the bikini invented? Was it A, 1956, B, 1946, or C, 1958? All right, okay. So let's go on to the next question, which is a beauty one. So you know the makeup brand MAC, yeah? Most people will have heard of MAC, and I know that's an international brand. What do the letters stand for? Now, I never knew this, so it's quite interesting to me. And actually, I was quite unimpressed. Can I say it? I was quite unimpressed. I thought, oh, is that it? So what do the letters in the makeup brand MAC stand for? All right, let's move on to fitness. Which fitness expert got slammed by Lizzo fans this year and got accused of body shaming when she said, why are we celebrating her body? Why does it matter? Why aren't we celebrating her music? Because it isn't going to be awful if she gets diabetes. All right, so this is obviously somebody who says it as they see it, right? So I'll say it again. Which fitness expert got slammed by Lizzo fans and others this year and accused of body shaming when she said, why are we celebrating her body? Why does it matter? Why aren't we celebrating her music? Because it isn't going to be awesome if she gets diabetes. So she didn't quite say it like that. She said it a little bit like, because it isn't going to be awesome if she gets diabetes. Okay, my American accent is so gone. I haven't done acting for years, so you can like forget that bit just happened. Moving swiftly on to the health question. All right, so health question. So what is the main difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes? We're hearing this a lot now with regards to the COVID-19 pandemic, because unfortunately, if you do have diabetes, it tends to affect people like you, unfortunately more. So let's learn a bit more as a society, right? So what is the main difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes? All right. Okay, next question, and it's in the area of personal development. This is like my favorite book. So if you know me, you'll have heard me mention this. So it's about a book. Who wrote the classic personal development book, Awaken the Giant Within? Okay, I'll say it again. Who wrote the classic, let me say that word again, classic personal development book, Awaken the Giant Within? Now, if you're new to personal development, or whether you're an old hat, you need this book. If you haven't got the book, go get the book. Okay, if you can't get the book, go Google it and read whatever you can about it. If you can't do that, or you don't want to do that, buy the audiobook version. Just go get some version of this book, because it's been amazing in many people's lives, and it certainly has been in my own. Okay, so how are you feeling? You good? That's 15 questions. We're going on to the 20th question. All right, how are we? I don't know. Let me not do that, because I think we're on the 16th question. Sorry, I don't want to confuse you. So don't forget I said that, okay? I'm going through these in order. As long as you've answered them in order, when I give you the answers, you'll get them in order. It's because of the way I've written it down. Don't question it, just go with it. All right, so next one. This is a fashion question. Which term, meaning high fashion or high sewing, is the creation of exclusive custom fitted clothing? I'll say that again, because I kind of messed that up. So which French term meaning high fashion or high sewing is the creation of exclusive custom fitting clothing? Why am I saying that wrong? It's the creation of exclusive custom fitted clothing. Okay, so I'm looking for the French term. Okay, what is that? What is that? Something I've heard a lot of, and before I researched this, I didn't know the answer, but you might. I hope you do, but if you don't, you're gonna learn it today. So we all learn together. So next question. It's a beauty one. What beauty gadget? Come on, if you don't get, look, I gotta give you some easy ones, right? So in case you're not getting some of these. So this is easy, I hope. What beauty gadget is used to pluck stray eyebrow hairs? What beauty gadget is used to pluck stray eyebrow hairs? I'm saying no more, okay? Yeah, I'm not saying no more. I'm just thinking, is that open to interpretation? But I don't know, I think it's quite clear, right? It's a beauty gadget. But many of us, ladies in particular, have these in our makeup bags. What is it? That's too easy. I need to not even say anything more about that. Let's move on to the fitness question. So, how many times a week do you have to... Oh, man. You know, I'm going to delete this question. So, actually, your total is going to be 24. I'll tell you why. Because I researched the question and I didn't write down the answer and I don't want it to be wrong. So, we're going to actually get rid of that question. Look, we all make mistakes. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. So, there's no fitness question there. I'm going to cross that one out. Yeah, I'm not going to do that one. So, health. Next question. Which vitamin can help improve your immune system, brain and nervous system, strengthen your bones, and can be made in the body when the skin is exposed to sunlight? So, I'll say it again. Which vitamin can help improve your immune system, brain and nervous system, strengthen your bones, and can be made in the body when the skin is exposed to sunlight? All right. Okay. Let's go on to your personal development question, or the next one. Which self-help guru and spiritual leader was born in the back of a taxi cab? Okay. Is a qualified lawyer and became popular for her tell it as it is style on the Oprah Winfrey Show. So which self-help guru and spiritual healer was born in the back of a taxi cab, is a qualified lawyer, and became popular for her tell it as it is style on the Oprah Winfrey Show? All right. How you feeling? How you doing? How confident are you feeling in that you're going to get a whole 24 points out of this? Pretty confident? Halfway there? Not confident at all? Don't worry. Even if you're feeling as though, oh my gosh, I know nothing, it's fine. You're going to know loads by the time I give you all the answers. Okay, so we are on the final five questions. All right, so let's go with another fashion. In 2006, Beyoncé and her mother, Tina Lawson, launched a fashion line, the name of which was inspired by Beyoncé's grandmother. What is the name of the fashion line? Okay, I'll say it again. In 2006, Beyoncé, singer Beyoncé, and her mother, Tina Lawson, launched a fashion line, the name of which was inspired by Beyoncé's grandmother. What is the name of the fashion line? Next question. This is a beauty question. What is the process of removing dead skin cells from the body called? What is the process of removing dead skin cells from the body called? Okay. So it's not quite like a snake that sheds its skin and leaves it. Or spiders. I saw one of those. Spiders shed their skin. Did you know that? I saw an empty shell of a spider the other day outside. I was like, what? They do that? Apparently they do. So what is the process of removing dead skin cells from the body called? Okay. In fitness, which of the following is not a type of cardio exercise? Is it A, walking, B, dancing, C, sprinting, and D, jogging? I'll say it again. Which of the following is not a type of cardio exercise? Is it A, walking, B, dancing, C, sprinting, or D, jogging? All right, make sure you make a note of that. Your next health question. Which of the following, it's another multiple choice one, which of the following is not a way to reduce your chances of getting breast cancer? Is it A, breastfeeding? Is it B, reducing stress? Is it C, having less sex? Or is it D, controlling your weight? All right, so I'll say that again. Which of the following is not a way to reduce your chances of getting breast cancer? Is it A, by not breastfeeding? Is it B, by not reducing stress? Or by, which of the following is not a way to reduce the chances? Okay, so we're just looking for one answer here. I'll say it, like, I think I just messed it up. So when this is not a way of reducing your chances of getting breast cancer. Is it breastfeeding, A, B, reducing stress, C, having less sex, or is it D, controlling your weight? Okay, personal development, your last question. Who wrote the 5-second rule, the surprisingly simple way to live, love, and speak with courage, transform your life, work, and confidence with everyday courage? I'll say that again. Who wrote the 5-second rule? It's a book, right? So the tagline is, the surprisingly simple way to live, love, and speak with courage, transform your life, work, and confidence with everyday courage. Multiple choice. Was it, or is it? Well, she wrote it, so it was. Is it A, Mel Robbins? We know it's a she, I just said she. Is it B, Byron Katie? C, Susan Jeffers? Or is it D, Julie Jacobs? So I'll say the multiple choice answers again. Is it A, Mel Robbins, B, Byron Katie, C, Susan Jeffers, or D, Julie Jacobs? Okay, so that is the end of me asking the questions. How did you fare? How do you feel? So it's now out of a total of 24 questions because I didn't quite finish one of the questions. Please forgive me. But yeah, you're going to mark yourself now out of 24. So each one is worth one whole point. Will I give half answers? Not really. No, just no. Because I think many of these you can't get half answers for. So you either get the point or you don't. All right. So be honest. Use it as a time, as I said, to learn, or just saying, oh, I wish I knew that one. Whatever. Okay. So let's do it. So your first question was, what name beginning with the letter B is one of the most expensive handbags in the world? The answer is the Birkin bag, created by Hermes, okay? Or Hermes. It starts around 7,000 British pounds, okay? So if you haven't got one, don't worry about it. Most people don't, okay? So that's the Birkin bag. The second question I asked was, is it true that all Body Shop products are organic? No, it's not true. It's a common mistake, but no. They do not test their products on animals, but they're not all organic. Okay, maybe it's something the company's going to work towards in future, but currently that is not the situation. Okay, so next question. What does HIIT stand for? So H-I-I-T stands for High Intensity Interval Training. I love my HITs. Anyone who knows me, who's trained with me, will know that this is what I love, because it's a fabulous way of burning fat. By the way, make sure you check out the timetoglowup.co.uk website, because you can join online for some Zoom workouts, right? High intensity interval training workouts. So make sure you look at the website, because you could be joining us, because this is the way I lost most of my weight, and it's the way I keep it off. They're short, intense workout periods, normally where you have anything from like 40 to 50 seconds of hardcore high intensity work, and then you break for about anything between 10 to 20 seconds, so you recover and then you go hard again. Okay, you do various exercises within that time. A lot of it's strength based, some of it's cardio as well, but it burns some serious calories. You can be burning calories for up to 32 hours after these workouts. So I just love them. So yeah, sorry, I was going on a bit. I'm so passionate about HIIT workouts, high intensity interval training. Right, next one was a health question. And it was, which global superstar had people talking in May 2020 after her massive weight loss revelation. It was indeed the singer Adele. I think she looks amazing. Some people think she's lost too much weight, but I focus on the health aspect. You know, I know that she's greatly reduced her chances of getting many health obesity related diseases because she's lost the weight. Okay, I haven't seen her whole body, just see her skin and bone. You know, it's down to her. I think she's done a great thing for her body. Anyway, so that's the answer to that one, Adele. So the next question was, it was a personal development one. In the book The Chimp Paradox, which part of the body does the chimp represent? It's the brain, or part of the brain, specifically the limbic system, which is the emotional part of the brain. I highly recommend this book to each and every single one of you, because often we are controlled by our limbic system and or our chimp. And we don't realize it. You know, sometimes you hear this voice of doubt in your head, or you get angry for some reason, or you feel sad or depressed, or you feel, I don't know, like just not yourself. It isn't you, it's your chimp. And you can manage your chimp, okay? Your chimp's powerful, but if you know, anyway, I'm going on again. Get the book, The Chimp Paradise by Dr. Steve Peters. I hope I got that right. It's not in front of me, but I'm sure it's Dr. Steve Peters. Okay. Yeah, two first names. Yeah, anyway, so next question. Who is the current editor of Vogue magazine in the UK? It's Edward Inningfull, okay? He was appointed in April 2017 or 2017. His influence was also recognized regularly in the annual power list. He was ranked in the top 10 of the most influential people of African descent in both 2019 and 2020. And I believe he's from Ghana. So the current editor of Vogue magazine is an African man, I think he's Ghanaian, Edward Inningfull. Okay, did you get that correct? If not, you've learned something new. Right, what is the name of Rihanna's makeup line? Many of us will know it's Fenty Beauty. All right, so Rihanna's makeup line is Fenty Beauty. How many calories does it take to burn 1 pound of fat? I said I would give you a point if you were 500 either way. So if you got anywhere between 3,000 and 4,000, I'll give it to you. The answer I'm actually looking for is 3,500 calories. So if you're wanting to lose 1 pound of fat, you have to burn or lose 3,500 calories either through your diet or through your exercise or both, okay? That's a whole heap of calories, okay? So it's no mean feat when you start to lose weight, okay? Because you got to burn 3,500 of those babies, okay? So there we go. Moving on to the next health question. So what does COPD stand for? COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder. Okay, it's a name of a group of lung conditions that cause breathing difficulties. It includes emphysema, which is damage to the air sacs in the lung, and chronic bronchitis, which is a long-term inflammation of the airways. COPD is a common condition that mainly affects middle-aged or older adults who smoke. Many people do not realize they have it. I also know it's can be caused by the environment as well, not just by smoking. So I mention this because it's been, so you know, brought up as a, unfortunately, one of the underlying conditions that increases your chances of not having a great time with COVID-19. And I just think we need to arm ourselves with this type of information so that we can prevent having these conditions when we're older. We don't know how long COVID-19 is going to last for. We don't know what else might be down the road. It's, you know, we want to be as healthy as possible. So it just pays to know what these things are and what we can do to prevent it. So in this case, please don't smoke and try and stay away from very polluted areas. Although I know that can be quite an unrealistic ask, but I'm just saying it because I just love you all. And I want you to live a happy, long life. Okay, so again, I'll say this quote once because it's a long one, but I want to know who penned this quote. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond our measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us the most. So, many people think that Nelson Mandela said this, because he did say it, but he didn't write it. Mandela said it in 1993 when he won the Nobel Peace Prize alongside Frederick William de Klerk for their tireless work on apartheid, but it was actually author Marion Williamson who wrote that quote. So the answer I'm looking for is Marianne Williamson. All right, let's keep it going. So next question, it was a fashion one. So which French, wrong one. What year was the bikini invented? This was multiple choice. Was it A, 1956, B, 1946, or C, 1958? The answer is 1946. It was right after World War II. Material rationing was still at an all-time high, and the French engineer Louis Riard introduced the bikini, named after the Bikini Atoll, a place where most post-war atomic bomb testing happened. So out of tragedy and despair came the bikini. Okay, next question. Yeah, this one I wasn't impressed by. So what do the letters of the makeup brand MAC stand for? It is simply Makeup Art Cosmetics. I thought it was something deeper than that, but no, that's what it is. Makeup Art Cosmetics. That's it. It's like EE. Like, I thought that was deep and meaningful. You know, EE, the telephone giants who took over Orange. EE stands for Everything Everywhere. I was unimpressed by that, just as I'm unimpressed with this. But yeah, the answer you're looking for that one is Makeup Art Cosmetics. Next question is a fitness one. Which fitness expert got slammed by Lizzo fans and others this year when she was accused of body shaming when she said, why are we celebrating her body? Why does it matter? Why aren't we celebrating her music? Because it ain't gonna be awesome when she gets diabetes. The answer we're looking for is personal trainer, fitness expert, health guru, Jillian Michaels. I happen to agree with what she's saying on a health aspect. No one's but fat shaming here. It's the same with Adele. It's simply about her increasing her chances of living a longer life. You know, we keep hearing a lot about comorbidities these days. It's more, I guess, in to talk about comorbidities, which is when you have two or more underlying health issues and usually health diseases that are obesity related, such as heart failure, diabetes, COPD, and strokes, and so on. So, you know, you reduce your chances of getting any of those diseases when you're not obese. That's just a fact. So yeah, Jillian Michaels said it and she got slammed for it. Okay, moving on, next question. Talking about diabetes, what is the main difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes? So according to healthline.com, both types of diabetes are chronic diseases that affect the way your body regulates blood sugar or glucose. Glucose is the fuel that feeds your body cells, but to enter your cells, it needs the key. Insulin is that key. People with type 1 diabetes do not produce insulin. You can think of it as not having the key, they say. People with type 2 diabetes don't respond to insulin as well as they should, and later in the disease, they don't make enough insulin. So you can think of this as having a broken key. So both types of diabetes can lead to chronically high blood sugar levels. Okay, so that's the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes. If you're type 1, you don't produce insulin at all. People are normally born that way if they have type 1 diabetes. People with type 2 diabetes don't respond to insulin as well as they should, and later on, they don't make enough insulin. All right. Okay, so who wrote the classical personal development book, Awaken the Giant Within? It was my favorite author, Anthony Robbins. Did you buy the book yet? If you haven't, go buy it. I ain't gonna say nothing more about that because I'll be talking forever. So, your next fashion question. Which French term meaning high fashion or high sewing is the creation of exclusive custom fitted clothing? It is haute couture. Haute couture. Did you get that right? If you did, well done. If not, you've learned something new. The next question. What beauty gadget is used to pluck stray eyebrow hairs? It is, of course, tweezers. Yes, and not just eyebrow hairs, but other hairs you may have on your face, like on the chin or on your cheek. I don't know where they come from, but they come. Let's not talk anymore about that. Now, I'm going to miss the next fitness one out because that's where I messed up. I'm going to go straight onto the health question, which is, which vitamin can help you improve your immune system, brain and nervous system, strengthen your bones, and can be made in the body when the skin is exposed to sunlight? The answer is, of course, vitamin D. Okay, it is that glorious vitamin D. It's also known to prevent a wide range of diseases such as rickets, breast cancer, type 1 diabetes, and there's some current debate in its role in COVID-19. All right, so I hope you got that correct. Now, what was the next question in the personal development area? So, which self-help guru and spiritual leader was born in the back of a taxi cab, is a qualified lawyer, and became qualified for her tell it as it is style on the Oprah Winfrey Show? So the answer was, of course, Miss Yanla Van Zandt. Yanla Van Zandt, I love that lady. She really was key in helping me come through the really dark days after my cancer operation. I definitely recommend checking out her books and checking her out on YouTube. Yanla Van Zandt. Okay, so we're in the final five questions for each section. So going back to fashion. In 2006, Beyonce and her mother, Tina Lawson, I'll start that one again. So in 2006, Beyonce and her mother, Tina Lawson, launched a fashion line, the name of which was inspired by Beyonce's grandmother. What is the name of the fashion line? So Beyonce's grandmother was called Agnes Derion. Derion. And so it's called, the fashion line is the House of Derion. Okay. Last beauty question. What is the process of removing dead skin cells from the body called? It is indeed exfoliation. Well done if you got that correct. So it's exfoliation is the process of moving dead skin cells from the body. Okay, which type of the following is not a type of cardio exercise? Is it A, walking, B, dancing, C, sprinting, or D, jogging? Now, the answer is sprinting, and I know you might be surprised by that, but let me explain why. Cardio is classed as any exercise where you use oxygen to complete it. It's also known as aerobic exercise. So anything that doesn't require explosive power, like jumping or sprinting or weightlifting, does not require oxygen and is therefore called anaerobic. And so sprinting is an anaerobic form of exercise, doesn't require oxygen in order to do it, and therefore sprinting is the answer we're looking for because it is. Okay, the last health question is, which of the following is not the way to reduce your chances of getting breast cancer? I hope my roundabout way of asking that question didn't disrupt your answer. But the answer we're looking for is having less sex. Aren't we glad that is not the answer? So, that is the answer even, because you can reduce your chances of getting breast cancer by breastfeeding, by reducing your stress, and by controlling your weight, but having less sex has nothing to do with it. Woohoo. Personal development. Okay. Who wrote the 5-second rule? The surprisingly simple way to live, love, and speak with courage. Transform your life, work, and confidence with everyday courage. The answer wasn't Julie Jacobs, because I just made up that author. Never heard of her. It wasn't Susan Jeffers, the author of Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. It wasn't Byron Katie, who founded The Work. I love her. But it was indeed Mel Robbins. Okay, so if you got that, give yourself a point. And that is the end of the first Time to Glow Up quiz. Add up your scores. How much did you get out of 24? How many points did you get? Shouldn't take you long to add that up. When you do add it up, I'd love to know what your score is. Please, please, please. I don't know where you're listening to this, but this podcast is housed on the Time to Glow Up podcast. Okay, sorry, timetoglowup.co.uk website even. So make sure you drop by and let me know what your score was, okay? Let me know what surprised you. If you debate any of the answers, tell me, you know? I'm pretty sure I got all my answers correct, but if you debate any of them, I wanna learn too and I wanna do the research, let me know. Okay, so timetoglowup.co.uk, go on the podcast and blogs tab and let me know what you thought about the quiz. Let me know your score, and yeah, what did you get? I want to know. Okay, and what are you gonna do as a result of this? What are you gonna do differently as a result of hearing this? Are you gonna go buy one of the books I mentioned? Are you gonna go and start looking at how you can prevent diabetes? Are you going to save up for a Birkin bag? I don't know. What are you gonna do? So all I got left to say is please subscribe to this podcast so you can get more of this and you don't have to keep searching for it or having your friend tell you, did you listen to the Time to Glow podcast this week? It's out every 2 weeks, okay? But yeah, subscribe on Apple Podcasts if you're listening there. Subscribe on TuneIn Radio, or you can subscribe via the RSS feed if you can, via FeedBurner, or again, via the website timetoglowup.co.uk. If you're wanting help on to if you want help on transforming and glowing up personally, get in touch. I'm your coach, okay? I can help you through that. I can hold your hand through that process. So until the next time, I wish you the best of luck on your glow up journey. Stay connected to my Instagram page, Bex in the City, B-E-C-K-S in the City, as well as the Time to Glow Up podcast page. Stay in touch via, subscribe to my newsletter as well, please. Again, on the website, timetoglowup.co.uk. Okay, I'm talking too much now. Have a great 2 weeks until I see you again. Love you, bye.